You and I, our example, when we say that all these conditions that are coming upon us is because of not this working out properly, and certain people not in charge who are, those that are not fit to be in charge are in charge, and because of a certain reason things are going up, and because of some other reason that you have worked out, everything is escalating, then our similitude and the similitude of that small child is exactly the same. That we think everything is happening according to how the child thinks, that if that switch is not working, there will be no lights. So we say we have our own reasons that are below the sky, that which we can see. And if I may put it, that explanation of why things are happening is exactly the way a disbeliever or a non-Muslim can also work out. If you and I are on the same pedestal as a non-Muslim, and the way he works, why things are happening in a certain manner, then there is no difference between us and the child. But as Muslims, we transcend this level of thinking because we have belief. And we believe that it is not even the powerhouse that is giving that, that is generating that energy. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is controlling this whole universe. The source of everything in this world is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people that live according to this rule, that we will go by that which is apparent, that which the non-Muslims also live by, that if a certain thing is acquired, then the natural outcome is going to be this, then we're okay. If I can achieve a certain objective, then I'm okay. If I get that deal, or I get that job, I qualify as this, then I'm all right. If a certain aspect works out in this manner, then we're okay. This is not the thought of a Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that those people that live according to that which you can see and that which is apparent, Allah ta'ala says, the example in the Quran, in Surah An-Nur, is وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَعْمَالُهُمْ. Those that are not Muslims, their actions, their deeds, their endeavors, their efforts are كَسَرَابٍ. It is like a mirage. بِقِيعَةٍ. In a barren, plain land. So the Quran depicts an example where a person is in a hot desert, and the only thing he can see in front of him is sand, only sand. And it's blistering hot from the top, and he has absolutely no provisions. No provisions for survival. But in the distance, he sees a mirage. He sees water. You all know what is a mirage. It is not water. It seems like water because of the sun's rays on that hot sand. It seems as if there's water. Now you put yourself into a situation like that, that is how insan is so desperate. And he's in that condition, that he is in a barren land, only sand around him, it's blistering hot above his head, and he has absolutely no provisions of survival. And the only things he sees in front of him is that mirage. That's exactly how a person is living in this world, if he holds on to anything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his survival, if he internalizes a belief that my success and my achievement will be procured if I get hold of that thing, that which is below the sky. If I get this, I'm okay. If anyone lives with that belief, see, and remember, his pursuit in life is according to his belief, not what he thinks. That is why you will find that he has much more activeness, energy to move towards a worldly gain than Fajr Salah in the morning. That is why he feels the need and the demand upon him to fulfill the dictates of a worldly gain than a command of Allah. So this diagnoses the whole problem. So anyone that holds on to in belief, he is holding on to something that is ghayrullah, and he feels that my success is in this, my profit, my gain is going to be in this, then his example is like that desperate person in the desert, in the hot sands, and in the distance, the only source of survival that he can see is a mirage. Kasarabin biqi'atin, in a plain barren land. Yahsabu dhamanu ma'a, this thirsty person, for whatever needs he has, what he looks at it as, that which is going to quench his thirst. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when he comes to this place where he thinks now there's water, what does he find there? Quran says, وَوَجَدَ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ وَوَجَدَ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ. He will find Allah there. It may be the end of his life. All the effort that he made towards acquiring those things, those objectives that even non-Muslims have made the criteria of success in this world, and the criteria of being successful and happy in this world. He spent his whole life in that effort, neglecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when he comes to the end of his life, وَوَجَدَ اللَّهِ عِنْدَهُ, he will find Allah there. Or if it is something that is temporary that he needed, and he focused to such an extent that he became oblivious of everything around him just to achieve that one thing, وَوَجَدَ اللَّهِ, he will find Allah's decision when he comes there. He will not find what he wants. He will find Allah's decision. Whether it was something that encapsulated his heart in the meaning of so-called love for somebody, or it was something that he wanted to achieve in his status, that I want to become somebody and people must honor me for that, or it was some worldly item that he was looking for, including wealth.